Central New York's public transit system is facing a sizable budget gap, and it's proposing a major reduction in service if more funding isn't provided. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports on what's causing the financial trouble.
This is not the first year Centro has spent more money running buses in four central New York counties than it's taken in to do so. But the Public Transit Authority's Executive Director Frank Kobliski says they've run out of one-time funding streams to fill the hole.
We've been very vocal about sliding into an abyss, and we've been able to save the ship every year. Well, now we've run out of those opportunities.
Kobliski says they first saw this situation coming several years ago. State and federal funding to public transit authorities has been all but flat. The other revenue stream for Centro is a portion of the mortgage recording tax, but that's actually decreasing.
The housing collapse or depression, whatever you want to call it, has not been kind to any of the recipients of that tax.
So Centro is staring at a $5 million hole as it puts together its next budget. It's put forward a plan to eliminate Sunday and holiday bus service and stop running buses late at night. It's gotten people's attention. Riders and community advocates say it will impact people who work odd shifts and the disabled and the working poor. Kobliski says late night and Sunday ridership is significantly lower than the numbers that ride the bus on weekdays. He's directing people's concerns to lawmakers, as he's been doing, saying they have the power to increase funding in the state and federal budget. If a new funding structure isn't found, he warns they could be in the same position again next year, even with these cuts.
If something isn't done now, for the forthcoming fiscal year, next year is going to be worse.
There are two things Kobliski says are out of the question for how Centro could try to close the gap on its own. First, Centro has never borrowed money to shrink previous shortfalls. Kobliski shoots down the idea of starting now.
What are we going to do the following year when the deficit is bigger and you can't even pay off the loan that you've already taken out? That is a death plunge.
As for increasing bus fare, ridership has seen modest growth, he says, but fares are too small a portion of Centro's revenue.
I honestly believe that our community could not tolerate any kind of a fare increase that would have any kind of net positive effect on the big picture.
It's morning commute time at Centro's main transfer hub in downtown Syracuse. It's freezing outside, and most people are huddled inside the warming area. But a few people are braving the cold, including Juanita. She's 54 years old, but didn't want to give her last name. She's out of work due to a disability, so the bus is her only way of getting around.
I go to church. I ride a bus, take the bus to church. And with them cutting out on Sundays, I don't know how I'm going to get to church now on Sundays. But got to make a way.
As Juanita and I talk, a curious Rhonda Klingerman approaches. When told about the possible cuts, she has an unfit for broadcast response. Here's the one that's okay for the radio.
That's my stop. I'm sorry. That's my stop.
Klingerman is a frequent bus rider, often to run errands for her disabled mother. She proudly displays a monthly unlimited ride card, which Centro is considering eliminating.
Well, I don't want them to get rid of the unlimited bus ride passes because my worker gets me this. And I ride the bus all the time. I have to get this James Street bus, so I really got to go.
Centro has renegotiated labor contracts with its drivers in recent years. Health insurance costs more, and new hires no longer earn a pension. The staff is also leaner than it used to, mostly through attrition. Union rep John Riley says they can't give any more.
We don't have anything left really to give. Although we sympathize with the budget shortfall that they have, we're surely not in agreement with how they want to go about resolving it.
If the service cuts do go into effect, Kobliski says that certainly means an even smaller staff. Centro will hold a series of public hearings in the coming weeks, with the one in Syracuse set for March 11th. Centro officials say they'll likely have to vote on a budget by late March. If money to close the deficit isn't found, the service cuts could start in May. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.